All right. As a former marching drummer myself, I'd played the snare drum. I'm super excited to talk to our next guest. Lisa Sands is here to talk about the Saskatoon Police Pipes and Drums. Got a huge anniversary coming up. Isn't it fun marching along, right, just backing those drums? Do you ever, because I always get in the bad habit of this, I'm always tapping drum beats and things everywhere I go, driving everyone around me crazy. Is that your life too?
Actually, people have taken it as me being impatient. Like when I've stood at a counter and just drumming, they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'll get back to you right away." I said, "Oh no, I'm just like drumming.
I'm just drumming over here. You can't stop. It's in the blood, right?"
Exactly.
Hey, first of all, though, for people that maybe don't know, tell us a bit about the Saskatoon Police Pipes and Drums. So, like, what is the group? What do you guys do?
Absolutely, the Saskatoon Police Pipes and Drums is Saskatoon Senior Competition and Concert Band. And so you will see the Saskatoon Police Pipes and Drums in the community playing in parades, civic events, ceremonies, sometimes halftime shows at
nice.
Sporting events. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have our own concert. And something that we're really proud to do, and we do serve the community as an organization. We're all volunteers, ages 18 to 70 years old, a real variety of ages. And some are police officers, some are civilians, such as myself, but really proud to be in the community and serving Saskatoon through our music. And one thing we do quite often is play at seniors and special care homes. And again, it's something that's really meaningful to us, but it's a way that we can give back to Saskatoon through our music.
Well, you've been doing this, not maybe you personally, you're very, very young, Lisa, but it's a 65-year anniversary for this group, and so you guys are throwing kind of a big event, a big party, hey?
Exactly. We were formed in 1961 by Hugh Fraser Sr., a police officer here in Saskatoon, and for 65 years, we have a rich history of performing in the community, and this year, we're celebrating that through a kitchen party. We're kicking off 65 years with a kitchen party. And for those that aren't familiar with that term, it's not unlike when you're hosting people in your own home. Where people usually end up gathering is in the kitchen because it's fun. It's a place for friends and family to get together, to share stories. And in this case, our event is really about that. It is people buying tickets to come and gather together with friends and family, share stories, but most importantly, to listen to traditional bagpipe and Celtic music, watch traditional dancing, and of course, celebrate the band's 65th anniversary through lots of fun things.
And the other cool thing about this, too, is it's also kind of doubling as a bit of a fundraiser as well for you guys to keep giving back to the community.
Absolutely. So a portion of the proceeds will go towards the band to support our equipment and our travel for both competing and performing in the public. It can get quite expensive to run those bagpipes and snare drums. So this really helps us continue to bring music to the community and beyond. As we compete this year, we're going to compete in Nova Scotia.
Nice.
And so we're going to bring the Saskatoon name there, and this event will help support some of that.
Well, there's going to be a silent auction and raffle items, lots to see and do. Where do we get tickets?
Absolutely. They're available on Eventbrite. And so just look up Saskatoon Police Pipes and Drums and Eventbrite, and you can get your tickets. And we encourage you to get them as soon as possible because they're going quick.
Yeah, it's coming up March 14th here, so real fast. Appreciate you coming in and telling us about this. I haven't marched in many, many years, but I do have a kilt. So, hey, do you want these big yams, these stems out there?
Absolutely.
All right on, Lisa. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.